This summer, the Adirondack Theater Festival presents an entire season of major new works. After a record-breaking season of sold-out performances last year, nearly doubling attendance and subscribership in just the past 2 years, the 2017, this year, season promises to be even larger. Performances will run June 21st through August 12th at the Charles R. Wood Theater in downtown Glens Falls, New York. The Adirondack Theater Festival's 23rd season, the third for producing artistic director Chad Rabinowitz, includes Nikola Tesla Drops the Beat, Knights of the Sales Office, The Boy in the Bathroom, and Glitches in Reality, along with special events and readings and stuff for the whole family. Chad joins us now to tell us more. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This looks amazing this season.
Thank you.
Before we talk about everything individually, get a little taste for all the offerings. How do you put it together? What are your considerations as you form the season?
I look at what's been successful in the past, try to feel what the audience wants. Try to create a roller coaster so that you're not doing the same thing over and over again. So this season's designed to take you on a journey. But we also get about 1,000 new plays submitted every year. So at the very core of it, I'm just trying to find the best new plays in the world, something that is an experience that you can't get on Netflix. You can't get in a movie theater. You have to be here at our live theater in Glens Falls. So that's it. It's about creating a unique opportunity.
What is the process by which the submissions come to you? How do people know to try to get their work at ATF?
Well, there's a couple different ways. I mean, they can submit it to our literary agent, to our literary manager, or their literary agent submit it to me, their manager of sorts. There's also open submissions. And I also work at another company that we get a whole bunch of submissions as well through different contests, then get filtered through a whole bunch of readers. So it's a giant network of new plays that takes a lot of time, a lot of reading, just so that you can see the four main stage shows that are the best in the world.
How early in reading a new piece do you know, or do you start to think that it is right or wrong? Can you tell right away, page one, that this is not something you like or something you might be into?
Well, that's a very good question. I'd say it happens in the reverse, because you know page one whether it's not something.
Sure, okay.
You know, it starts saying, it's almost, at least for me, like, you know, I get a page in, then I get two, then 10, am I still interested? And it's a matter of whether it keeps you captivated, because if by the end of act one, you know, or at least halfway through, you don't want to keep reading, then most likely by the time you're staging it, you don't want to keep watching.
Right.
And then you just have to think, is it, at least for me, is it something special? Is this a story that hasn't been told, that is worth telling and would be theatrical and fun? For me, it also doesn't work unless I can visualize it. So I can see these plays when I'm reading them. That's never, you know, actually staged how it is in my head, but I can at least see a path to success for it. But that's why a different person could read a play that I didn't necessarily select and have a complete vision for it, and it could be successful. So it doesn't mean that the ones I'm pushing aside are not great, but the ones that we're doing are the greatest in the world.
So a story told but not told enough with an incredible theatric new flavor. We're starting your season with Nikola Tesla Drops the Beat.
Yes, that's a story. I mean, I could talk to you your ear off for an hour on that. I mean, Tesla is just such a fascinating person, right? And he's kind of created his way into a pop icon in just the past couple of years. He's starting to gain that traction. And so many people now, ever since I've announced that we're doing Nikola Tesla Drops the Beat, I mean, I had someone yesterday come in, a father with his family, said, hey, I teach my kids about Tesla. I'm a big Tesla fan. Tell me about this show. Clearly hadn't been to the theater before. And it's opened the doors for a lot of people to step in and say, hey, I'm going to check this out. Because, you know, Tesla.
The first thing I think of is Bowie playing him in the Christopher Nolan movie, The Prestige.
Well,
that's like my first kind of touchstone. But that's just me.
The Prestige.
And,
yes.
Right. And this has... this is a musical that the writer won the Jonathan Larson Prize.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about a major writing team. We're talking about something that not just here in Glens Falls, in the Broadway industry, in the theater community, this show has a lot of buzz. So it's a pretty big deal that it's starting with us.
Yeah, it's never been produced before.
Never been produced. But I mean, when you can, I mean, go on to YouTube and or go onto our website, atfestival.org, and you can watch the trailer and hear the music. It's infectious. And I mean, Tesla is one of the greatest minds and inventors in human history. That story told, I like to call it Hamilton meets Tesla,
mm-hmm.
because it's reminiscent of that style, but with electronic music, so
right.
which makes sense with electricity. It just makes it so alive. I was watching a rehearsal just, it was 2 days ago, I saw the first run of just the first 30 minutes. And I've been hyping this show up a lot because it's my job.
Right.
And I realized I made a huge mistake after that 30 minutes. I have not been hyping this show up enough. It is incredible. The choreography, we've never done anything like it. We loaded in hundreds of lights just yesterday because you can't do a show like this without
right.
a lot of flashing lights, right?
Of course.
You gotta have a lot of electricity going on. So we have just incredible production values built around a story of someone who changed the future. He was someone who absolutely could see it, unlike anyone else. And the battle of Edison and Tesla is one that I think people don't realize Tesla won. But all we remember is Edison. That's all we're taught. And that is someone who genuinely, he pretty much stole a lot of inventions and took credit for it because he was a capitalist, and Tesla just wanted energy for the masses. He wanted to make the world a better place. So, and that's really what this show explores, not knowing the name.
The electronic pop musical, Nikola Tesla Drops the Beat, running at the Adirondack Theater Festival June 21st through July 1st. Next, a show touted as The Office meets Game of Thrones, Knights of the Sales Office by Hank Green.
Yeah, just another catchy slogan.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Just like Hamilton meets Tesla. But this is, like we were talking before, it's The Office meets Game of Thrones is exactly how you would describe this. It's about three digital ad sales employees who have a mundane job until their boss dies and they're given a 30-day mourning period where they don't have to live up to any sales quotas, dress codes, or corporate policies. And during those 30 days, they create a full-on revolution in the office. They build a castle out of office supplies and create a new way of life in their office. And it's just, I rarely laugh this much reading a play.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did a reading of this show last summer to develop it further, and it was... it was just a giant party. I mean, you want to come and spend your summer laughing out loud a whole heck of a lot. I guarantee you this is the one to see. It's a comedy award-winning show. And, it's a surefire hit.
I watched both of those television
right?
programs. I'm
the
excited.
Office or Game of Thrones. Yeah. Either one of those. I'd say that then this show is only right for, like, about 30 million people hit that demographic.
They won't fit in the theater.
Yeah, if you're not in that 30 million, though, it's probably not for you. But otherwise, it's pretty great.
Last year, the reading was called 30-Day Mourning Period, but the show is now called Knights of the Sales Office.
Yes.
Then we have The Boy in the Bathroom.
Yes, we do have that. And that is our sweet, quirky, heartfelt, funny, adorable musical. It's, again, we talk about stories that are unique and need to be told. It's about a boy... named David, who's locked himself in the bathroom for over a year, and his because of his OCD,
okay.
And his mother only feeds him things that she can fit underneath the door. So we watch her take care of him across the door.
Lots of crepes.
Yeah, lots of crepes. Actually, pancakes.
Sure.
It's a lot of pancakes. And then one day, his mother slips and falls on some ice right outside the bathroom window, and he can do nothing but watch. And they hire Julie, a caretaker, for both the mother and the house while the mother heals. And during that time, Julie and David create a relationship across the door, having never seen each other. And ultimately, we see whether or not that love that they form is enough to get them to finally open up.
It is a new musical that you're directing.
Yeah.
Running July 26th through August 4th. And then the final sort of main stage show you are also directing involves a renowned magician.
Yeah. Simon's actually hopping on a flight right now because this is a brand new show starring renowned Australian magician Simon Coronel. who is a multiple award winner at the World Championships of Magic in close-up. So we're going to take this show, our normal main stage show, and put it in a small space and do it nice and close-up for you. And you're just, I mean, it's, the guy is unbelievable what he can do. Most places, like, again, you'll see a show, a magic show tour around. This is different. What we're doing is creating it from the ground up. So what you see, you hear me say this in front of every show, what you see at ATF, you can't see anywhere else in the world. This is a completely unique experience. We're doing things that have never been done before in theater and in magic. So it'll be a theatrical event unlike any other. And yeah, Simon is on his way here because we're going to spend the next couple days really inventing new magic, creating new ideas, because this show is still very much in the works.
What an outrageous thing to have the opportunity to do. Glitches in Reality, running August 7th through the 12th in Glens Falls. We have about 3 minutes left to talk about the special events.
Okay.
Tell us about, the cabaret series, Vienna Juvenile Sketch Comedy.
So Hank, who wrote Knights of the Sales Office, has a sketch comedy troupe that's just truly hysterical. I actually booked them for another space not too long ago, and people still send me emails about how much they enjoyed that. If you want a night of sketch comedy and fun, it's just a great time, very insightful group of three young people. That's for two nights only. We go into our cabaret event, which is The Song of Bernadette. A new musical by Frank Wildhorn, who...
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde, Scarlet Pimpernel, Bonnie and Clyde.
Wonderland, Dracula the musical.
Oh, look!
It's like
Take it away!
Sorry, go ahead.
I love it. It's based on the movie The Song of Bernadette, about Saint Bernadette, who could see the Virgin Mary. And we're going to do a concert of these songs that have never been heard before by this major musical theater writer. It's kind of a big deal that's happening with us. We're really excited about that.
That's fantastic. You have a reading series, yeah. Big Babies.
Yeah. Why don't you tell them all about it?
Tell them all about it.
That's a really, again, funny and sweet, unique story about Marianne, who is a surrogate mother who finds herself unable to give birth anymore. So the company she works for... lets her go, and then she reconnects with an old flame and finds herself pregnant again. Great, unique story. How many times am I going to say unique today? Great.
Don't count. It's not. It's mine. It'll hurt your brain.
A unique amount of times.
What are you doing this year at the PB&J Cafe? Oh, Dinner Theater for Kids.
Dinner Theater for Kids. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Heard of it.
Yeah. this is, it's a theatrical retelling with two actors, and what we get to do with PB&J Cafe, as far as I know, we're only... one of only two theaters in the world that do this, so somewhat unique, one would say. We're
very close to unique.
Yeah,
too unique.
Kids, so for like $15, the kids get to order a meal from the cast of characters. They dine while watching a live theater performance. They also participate in a pre-show art activity related to the show, and they go home with autographs from their favorite actors. I mean, it's,
hook them, get them in.
Yeah, I mean, it's what an experience for, you know, affordable price, and it's just fun.
It's wonderful. The PB and Jay Cafe, Dinner Theater for Kids, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, running July 5th through the 20th. I didn't list the dates for all the shows, but who could remember me listing them anyway? There's a website.
Go to the website. Go to Tesla, and then you'll learn all the other ones. Tesla opens a June 21st preview, June 22nd opening.
Coming right up. The Adirondack Theater Festival's performances run June 21st through August 12th at the Charles R. Wood Theater in downtown Glens Falls, New York. For more information, atfestival.org, atfestival.org. Chad, thank you for being here. Have a wonderful season.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.